succès.
Hey guys, welcome one and all to episode 20 of New Music at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto, and this is officially the happiest version of the show yet. I mean, it's a music show that was started during a global pandemic, but nonetheless, I gotta say, overall, the mood of the world seems to have lifted. It feels lighter over the weekend, just a bit. It's nice to know we're almost done with dealing with total nonsense day in and day out. You know, and I'm not saying that the world doesn't have problems, it absolutely does. But did you see Joe Biden's speech? I mean, man, it was fine. It was fine. It was so fine, I got a little bit bored. And I put something different on YouTube. And you know what? I teared up a little bit just because it was nice to be bored by American politics. Just for a little. On the less critical side of national choices, we in Canada have one coming up very soon. We at Dropout Entertainment want to encourage every one of you to vote on. It's called the Canadian... It's called the Dropout Canadian Independent Music Video Awards. Nominations are open at independentmusicvideoawards.com or by visiting dropoutentertainment.ca. The contest is open to any Canadian music video created in 2020. It's open to anyone, excluding residents of Quebec. Sorry, Quebec, your laws are complicated and confusing. If you know of an awesome Canadian artist who made a music video this year and you think they deserve to win an award, head over to the website and nominate that music video, nominate that artist. We would love to take a look at it. Doing nice things like that makes people happy, and it puts people in a good mood. And good moods are great. It's great to see the world in a good mood again, even if it's just for a little bit, until reality kicks back in and we remember that we still have a global pandemic to deal with, climate change, systemic racism, yes, in Canada as well. And I can't imagine that list ends there. But dealing with some of that would be a great start. At least maybe now we have some time to dig our teeth into something that's important. That doesn't mean we can't still be a little happy, of course, in the meantime. I wanted to find a song this week that would reflect the kind of happiness that I think a lot of people are feeling right now. Something fun and hopeful. And of course, who in their right mind would write a song like that this year? It's 2020 after all. And to answer that question, we are turning to Canada's East Coast for a happy new jam from New Brunswick's folk duo Tomato Tomato. This one is called Chasing Rainbows.
Be
Aw, see? It's fun. It's fun to be able to like stuff. Before we move on, I want to tell you a bit about Tomato Tomato. Tomato Tomato. Tomato Tomato. As I mentioned, the pear is from New Brunswick, Canada, otherwise known as the place where we store all the hands-down nicest Canadians that we can find in the country. We pack them up, we ship them to the East Coast, and we put them in New Brunswick. That's how it works. Tomato Tomato have received nominations from ECMA, Music New Brunswick, and the Canadian Folk Music Awards. They've won awards for Group Recording of the Year, they won SoCan Song of the Year, and they won an award for the Hardest Working Artist of the Year. And it's true, the band is pretty hardworking. They've released two new singles, the other is called Better at Leaving, both of which are great, and they've done this all in just a matter of the last few weeks. Check out more from Tomato Tomato on their website, tomatotomato.ca. It's spelled tomatotomato.ca. It's a great band name, because you see it written, and I mean, it's just Tomato Tomato, but we all know that when you have tomato, / tomato, the choice is tomato tomato, and that's how you're supposed to say. Anyway, I'm going down a path here. Next up, I want to tell you about Andrew Cassera. Cassera is an indie pop singer-songwriter from Ottawa, Ontario. He's performed at venues all over the world, including all over Europe, across Asia, and even across parts of North America. I'm digging Cassera as an artist right now because he's taking his personal persona to new places. He's opening up himself as an artist, and he's trying new things and interesting things. And interesting things are good. I got a chance to sit down digitally, of course, with Andrew Cassera and chat. So here is a listen to that interview before we get into Cassera's new song. I'm here with Andrew Cassera. Andrew, how are you today?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm doing great. And how is Ottawa treating you over there?
It's good. Kind of right now with, you know, COVID and everything going on, I'm spending a lot of time indoors, so getting a lot of things done. But so far, everything's good. I'm still healthy, you know, so like I couldn't ask for anything more. How's everything on your end?
Nice. Not too bad. We're going through another sort of like, I think I would call this one like a half-ass lockdown at this point in Ontario, but no comment there. So can you tell me how you started in music? What got you into music? Actually, you know what, before you do that, can you tell me how have you been keeping busy through all of this?
You know, at the beginning, I think it was really difficult. I mean, cause like the whole world just like shifted out of the blue, you know, like, I had no idea what was happening. So I was a little bit confused of what was going on with, you know, the world and my life, especially that I was just about to release like my debut album. You know, it was like, it just coincidentally happened right at the same moment, like coronavirus, lockdown, everything. So I was just like, man, what is happening right now? But you know, since then, you know, we've really picked up, and now we've been working on new music, you know, we released Shock and the music videos and everything. So, you know, just after kind of everything just like turned upside down, we just really focused on getting the things that matter done, you know, and just pushing along with the release of the record and everything. And I'm really pleased with how everything unfolded, like on the music side, you know, like strange times, but we were pretty successful at pushing through and making sure that we could give the fans, you know, the music that we've been working on for so long. So I'm happy.
Nice. That's awesome. Cool. You know what? And yeah, I'm going to ask you about Shock just a bit later. But in the meantime, can you tell me how you got into music? What got you interested in music in the first place?
Yeah, of course. We briefly touched on this before starting the podcast, but definitely the Backstreet Boys. I pretty much owe like a lot of my career, like my inspiration to becoming a musician to them, you know, like when I was a kid, I was like 4 or 5 years old. It was my first album. It was the Backstreet Boys. And, you know, I was like, so like impressed and infatuated with like the whole thing, you know, dancing on stage, you know, it was amazing. I loved their music. I would listen to their Millennium album like a million times a day. So growing up, the Backstreet Boys were definitely like a huge part of my life, and I'm really grateful that, you know, they came into my life and inspired me to do this. And I actually saw them like last year. I saw them at a music festival, and it was like the first time seeing them since I was like, last time I saw them, I was like maybe like 5 years old. So like it was
oh
like,
my god,
yeah. So like I nearly cried. Like it blew my mind. Like the whole time I was like screaming. Like I just felt it was like one of the best days of my life. It was amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I gotta ask, who is your favorite Backstreet Boy?
Definitely Nick. Like when I was a kid, I was like, man, I want to be Nick Carter. And we kind of have like a similar like vocal tone, you know, like my voice is very almost like nasally a little bit. His is like, I would try to emulate that, you know, like I want to be Nick Carter.
That's amazing. I'm a Brian fan personally. Yeah, just saying.
They're all amazing. So, you know, like it doesn't even matter.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love to hear that the Backstreet Boys had an effect. I mean, that's cool. You have played everywhere. You've played in the US, you've played in Sweden, you've played basically all across Asia. Am I missing any that we should touch on?
I've played Sweden, Japan, you know. I've been
around. Cool. What is your most sort of memorable performance when you think back on it? Or what is your favorite maybe?
Yeah, I mean, all of them are so amazing. Like there's so many like amazing moments. It's very difficult to pick, but I think like one of the best ones was definitely, I played a music festival and I did like the opening slot for Shawn Mendes. That was like surreal because I look up to him a lot, and the fact that I got to like do like the opening performance leading up to his performance was amazing, and meeting the fans and everything, that was an amazing day. But if I may just say one more performance that like I can't just like not talk about, is I went and I did another festival in Korea, and that was probably like the second most surreal, like both of them together. I can't really put each like one above the other one, but that one was so amazing because I showed up there. I've never been to Korea, you know, like I knew nothing about the Korean culture at all. And then when we showed up to do the music festival, there was all these fans waiting, and they were like, they brought gifts for me and everything, and they could barely speak English and I couldn't speak Korean. So it was just like a surreal experience, you know, like the fact that like we connected so well on music and that we couldn't really speak each other's language that well, you know, it was just the music, you know? So when I did that music festival and I met all these fans, you know, it was just incredible, you know, like it completely opened my mind to like, wow, like this whole world is like, so connected through music, although through language, you know, we might not be. It's just the emotion and the feeling is there in the music. So that really opened my mind to like world culture. And I put a lot of thought into that going forward with my music and, you know, interactions with fans and touring and all that. So
that's really interesting. Can I ask you about that a little bit? When you say, like, for instance, that music is like, and I don't want to, I'll paraphrase a bit, like universal, and you're considering that when you're writing, how are you considering that? Like,
you know, I'm just kind of starting to get into that, but you know, like for me, one of my things that I want to do for, you know, the next little while is I'd love to maybe collaborate with some artists, songwriters, that kind of thing on the international scale, but like on a cultural scale. So like, you know, people of different cultures, you know, because I think that exchanging culture through music is something that's very powerful and something that's very important in the music space and just good for people in general, you know, just sharing ideas and cultures and values. So definitely that's something I'm going to be looking into it. And to answer your question, through my music and my writing process, especially with my newer music, a lot of that's not released, I'm definitely pulling from a lot of different cultures that I'm very passionate about and that I've been learning about. So you might get, you know, a couple little flavors of different cultures in some of my new music. And it's just styles of music that I am personally very fond of that I listen to on a regular basis, so that they definitely have a big impact because they are my inspiration.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Cool. So let me ask you about the music videos for Fingertips and for Shock.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what inspired the concept, why it was a two-parter? I just want to hear a whole bunch of stuff about it.
Yeah, of course. So those two music videos, they were so much fun to create and produce. I worked with a wonderful director. Her name is Hannah. And we went down to Vancouver and we shot the videos there all in like a matter of a couple days, like from like early morning till very late at night. You know, it was like a very long process in a very short amount of time. But the idea behind those videos was that we met Hannah before we came up with the concept, and she asked me what I wanted to do with the videos, if I had any ideas. And we pretty much told her, you know what, listen to the songs and you do what you feel. You're the creative artist here. We created the music, you create the story for the video, and we'll collaborate that way. And she came up with that incredible concept. It's so much fun, and it's something that I definitely never done before, and I'm so happy that we got to create such a interesting story. But we pretty much just gave her free rein and said, just go with it, just do what your heart feels and we'll do it, because we trust you and you're good at what you do, and we did our part, so now it's your turn. And I think it worked really well. Her story kind of aligned with kind of like my personality and my ideas. So I think she did a very good job kind of like reading what kind of person I am in that sense. So that's kind of like what happened to like come up with the story.
Very cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I will say that the videos definitely show a fun side. Like, and I'm surprised, to be honest, that the concept came from somebody else, because it was, especially like the way you pulled it off in the acting and stuff, in like when you're falling over, I won't give too much away, but very well done. It's cool.
Thank you.
So if you guys haven't checked out, there's two videos for Fingertips and Shock, the two newest singles from Andrew Cassara. If you haven't checked those out, do that. They are available on YouTube and all those places where things are available. Speaking of that, where do we find more about Andrew Cassara?
You could pretty much find me like everywhere, you know. Like, it's ridiculous, dude. Like,
he's in your closets, he's in your kitchen cabinets, he's under your couch right now.
You're not that far. but like, it's crazy like how scattered the internet is. Like, I'm on like YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, like the whole thing. So like pretty much every social media platform, if you search up Andrew Cassara, you'll find me and my music there. But definitely like the music streaming services, if you want to just listen to the music and you don't want to know anything else, you can just check me out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, you know, the whole shebang, Deezer. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. We are just about to listen to your new song, Shock. Is there anything that you want to tell us about the song? We talked a little bit about the video, but anything about the song?
Yeah. Shock is probably like one of my most favorite songs that I've written. And I think it's just like such a fun song. And one thing, like going back to like kind of like the cultural aspect in like inserting that cultural aspect into my writing, definitely Shock. I definitely pulled some inspirations. Like, I'm pretty huge into like J-pop recently. Like, I've always listened to J-pop and K-pop for a very long time. But recently, definitely with that song, I've definitely pulled some inspiration from J-pop, and definitely in the future, I'd love to do something along the lines of city pop, which is a very cool like 80s Japanese genre. But Shock kind of pulls from the J-pop realm, you know? So that's something that, like, a genre I'm very passionate about that I love. So definitely a little bit of flavor in there. Yeah, that's a little bit about the song, you know, and kind of how it sounds.
Thank you very much, Andrew. That's awesome.
Hey, thank you.
This is Shock by Andrew Cassara.
My, 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 I make you smile with a little love, Shock. with a little love shot.
Nice. That's an awesome track. That is the new one from Andrew Cassera. Thanks to Andrew Cassera for hanging out with us. That dude is great. Lots of fun to chat with. Last, but certainly not least, we're taking a look at the new one by the Toronto Kingston indie pop duo, Your Paris. Nick Babcock and Layla Karuba have been making music together for the better part of a year, and they've been making an impression on the Ontario music scene for sure. The two write heartbreaking tracks about love while they experience it for themselves firsthand. The two make honest, raw, heartbreaking music, but it's also reassuring all at once. Their new track is a song about those times in a relationship when things are rocky and how it's often easier just to fall into each other's, you know, arms. As how it's easier to fall back into each other rather than to deal with the real problems that a relationship can have. It's a beautifully written track, it's beautifully composed, and it's proof positive that these two are consistently upping their game. Each time they push themselves a little bit farther, and each time I hear something new from Your Paris, it genuinely sounds better and better. This is the new track from Your Paris. It's called Rooms.
Tell me to undress. It's clear that I'm a mess. When I'm with you, we're just in such a restless state. We don't communicate when we need to. Blow out of there like it's a bad dream. Shake me awake to reminisce instead. It's easier to love when we're hiding. Box all the burdens, slip them under the bed. It could be beautiful. You to want me for what I could be.
Beauty of a song, that one. That was Your Paris. If you haven't checked them out before and you're into those soft kind of tunes that make you wanna fall in love, I highly suggest checking out their other music. And check out my interview with Your Paris back on episode 12 of the show. They're an awesome team to sit down and chat with. That's it for the show this week, friends. And thanks for hanging out, as always. It's an absolute pleasure to do this with you guys every week. Hope you have an awesome week. Keep up that positive spirit this week, too. Stay happy out there, be good to each other, and stuff can only get better. Probably. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. Don't forget to follow Drop It Entertainment on social media and visit us online for articles, interviews, videos, and more at dropitentertainment.ca. That is also where you can find Dropout Radio, streaming 100% Canadian independent music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your music consumption enjoyment. That's totally free. It's just, we're just giving away music online, you know, like a radio station. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan. Now back to real Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.